Penguin Random House Audio presents The Wolf Wants In by Laura McHugh. Read for you by Suzanne Elise Freeman and Tara Turnbull. For my family, with love. Chapter 1. Sadie, November. A bitter wind sheared through the darkness, biting into my exposed flesh and lashing my hair across my face. I'd stupidly worn flip-flops to take the dog out one last time before bed, and my feet were half-numb as I stumbled along the path at the edge of the woods. Gravy had been lured out for a walk fairly easily with a heel of bread, but predictably turned sluggish when I tried to maneuver him up the sloping field back toward the house. I couldn't blame him. My place didn't feel like home to him yet. The wood floors too slippery, the stairs too steep for his stubby legs, the furniture not yet sufficiently covered with his fur. I wiggled the leash, begging him to hurry up and pee, knowing full well how futile it was, that the elderly dog would wet himself in his sleep no matter how many times I took him out. The wind receded without warning, pulling me off balance, and in the merciful lull, the night was eerily silent, as though all the creatures in the blind depths of the cedars were holding still, waiting out the storm. My phone buzzed and I nearly dropped it, my frozen fingers skittering across the glowing screen. When I saw that it was Becca, I didn't want to answer, because my sister only called this late if she'd seen something awful on the 10 o'clock news, or if someone we knew had died. Less than a month ago.